Welcome to the first Wahoo Central podcast of the new year. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And my guest today is Malcolm Brogdon from the men's basketball team, which plays Florida State at John Paul Jones Arena at noon Saturday. Malcolm, this is a busy time of year for you, I know, and I appreciate your stopping by the studio. How's it going? Have you been able to move past the Duke game?
I have. It was a tough loss for us. We went in there, we played well and competed, but we're not content with losing, even to a team of that caliber. But we got to regroup and move on.
You played Monday night at Cameron Indoor Stadium, one of the iconic venues in college basketball, in front of more than a million people watched on ESPN. And that, I guess, is the glamorous side of life as a UVA basketball player. But fans don't see the team bus pulling up to JPJ at 1:15 in the morning after a game like that. What's it like getting up for class the next morning after an away game?
It's definitely a struggle, but it's something we all signed up for, me and my teammates. And we have an obligation to get to class and really get our work done on and off the court.
You have strung together several good performances in a row now. Are you more comfortable on the court now than you were early in the season? Was there a lot of rust on your game after sitting out a year?
I think there was rust. I think there was adjustments I had to make, not being on the floor for a year and coming back. But I feel like I'm in the process of making those adjustments and getting back into my style of play and sort of incorporating that with our overall philosophy of Virginia basketball.
You're out there as the lead guard some of the time, and you're with London Parentes at other times. How does your role on the court change when London's in the game?
It definitely does change. I'm not the central ball handler anymore. I'm the secondary ball handler. I play more of a aggressive scoring guard mentality when he's on the floor with me. While I still try to facilitate, I look to score more because that's what my team needs when he's on the floor.
What's it been like playing with him? What are your impressions of him so far?
Really good. Really level-headed freshman in terms of going into different venues like Duke and not letting the atmosphere affect him. I even know when I was a freshman, stuff like that would affect me a little bit. But he's, very mature for his age and, I guess, being a freshman. It shows a lot of promise for us in the future.
In March 2012, you had major surgery on your left foot. You didn't play in another college game until November of 2013. Was there anything in your life to that point that had prepared you for that or tested your patience and resolve the way the injury did? And how difficult was it to get through that?
I can't say there was anything in my life that I had gone through that that substantial for me. It really tested me. It really tested my patience, like you said. It really brought me down a level in terms of humbling me. It made me more faithful in terms of my walk with God and how things are going to turn out in the future. And it showed me that anything can happen at any time, and I can't take any game, any practice, any day for granted anymore because nothing is for sure.
With you and Evan Nolte, there's already a strong Atlanta presence on the team, and it'll grow this summer when Isaiah Wilkins enrolls here. Isaiah attends your high school, Greater Atlanta Christian. What can you tell us about him and his game, and how well do you know him?
I know Isaiah. I can't say I know him very well. When I was a senior at Greater Atlanta Christian, he was a freshman. And he didn't play on the varsity team with me the year when I graduated. He then stepped up to the varsity team. So I didn't really get to see him play much or get to know him well. But I've heard great things about him. He comes from a really good academic school, GAC. And, he just sounds very well-rounded. The times I've met him, he seems very level-headed and just hardworking and diligent, like a lot of the guys that come to this program.
You mentioned academics. Your mother is a professor and a dean at Morehouse College in Atlanta. Your father is an attorney. Your oldest brother, Gino, is an attorney. Your other brother, John, is in law school. It's safe to say you grew up in an environment that stressed schoolwork and academics?
Of course. That's the main thing that my family stresses. When I was going through the recruiting process, Harvard started looking at me, and that really captured my family's attention. But also UVA did too, and UVA ended up being the better package for me in terms of the balance of academics and basketball. So.
Is there any pressure to equal your brother's accomplishments in the classroom?
Definitely. I think there's definitely that pressure. But at the same time, I feel like I have parents that really support me in whatever I do, and family, and my brothers support me in whatever I do. And if my path is different, that's going to be okay.
You're enrolled in the Batten School of Leadership and Public Policy. What appealed to you about the program, and are there lessons you've learned in class that you can apply on the court or in the locker room?
Definitely. What appealed to me with the program is public policy is an area that really intrigues me, because when I was younger, through my teenage years, I've gone to different places. I've had the ability to travel to different places like Ghana, Malawi, South Africa, and I've just been able to see the poverty that exists over there. And it's really struck me and made me want to make a change. And in terms of on the court, I don't know. I mean, public policy makes me see how many things there are wrong in the world that can be changed. And basketball is a way I can honestly help. If I can, I don't know. I got to get back to you on that. I got to think about that one a little more.
All right. You're a sophomore in terms of athletic eligibility, but a third year academically. Do you hope to get a master's degree before you leave the university?
I do. I'm actually in the process of applying to the Batten Accelerated Master's Program. I'm hoping I'll get in, and I'll figure out in the next few months. But I do. That fifth year I'm taking, I hope I can get my master's in that year.
If my math is correct, had you not gotten hurt, you would have played in Atlanta three times now, twice your first year when the ACC tournament was there, and then once last year. The team goes down there on February the 8th. How big a deal is that for you to get back to your hometown, given you've had to watch a couple games there?
It's definitely a big deal to me. I love playing in front of people of my hometown. I love playing in Atlanta and being back home. But for me, nothing really changes. I go there with the same mentality, not to put on a show for anybody, but to go there and win the game. That's the overall goal. It doesn't change.
One final question. UVA scored 76 points against SMU, 83 against Missouri State, 74 against Wake, 76 against NC State. When I watch you and Joe and Justin and others on the court, I see players who have a great deal of freedom offensively. Is it frustrating when critics portray Coach Bennett's system as a slow-down, grind-it-out Princeton-style offense?
It is. I really try not to pay attention to critics, but when I do hear that, I feel like they're honestly sort of stuck in the past of Virginia basketball. I feel like Coach Bennett is allowing us to play with more freedom every year, basically every game. I think this is a system where he really trusts us, trusts the players, and we trust him. And, I think we're starting to flourish in this system because of the freedom that he gives us and the confidence he instills in us.
What about on the defensive end? That seems to be the constant.
That will always be the constant. that will never change. But that's the good thing about it. That's something in this program that doesn't change, and that's why we will always be a contender or a competitor.
Well, there you go. Malcolm, thanks again for stopping by. Good luck Saturday against the Seminoles. To everybody listening, we'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.